Okay.
All right.
Good. So, first of all, are there any announcements before we get into any more details about the NAAAW meeting? I just wanted to let everybody know there's this article in Science that I was... Computer scientist goes on offensive to defend climate scientists. Basically, a guy who's made a bunch of money in Silicon Valley, who's now retired and has decided to use the tactics of the deniers against them. So this is in Science. It just came out.
Post that link on the list. I'd like to see that.
All right. I'll see if I can. Yeah, I'll find the link.
I look forward to it.
The other thing I want to let everybody know is that we are going to have, following this call, there will be a follow-up call with those involved in the planning of the sessions on climate literacy at AGU to plan those sessions. And so that's going to basically follow after this call. So when you go to the website, you'll see the agenda for that, too.
Okay.
Are there any other announcements?
I'm sorry, this is Jane Heinz-Frey, and I had just not hit the one fast enough, so I had to re-enter, and I didn't hear the prior one. But I did want to ask a question if anyone on the call is going to be at the National Marine Educator Association conference next week in Boston.
Hmm. No.
No?
No. Okay, I just thought I'd check.
Good conference, though.
Yes, I, in particular, as it may relate to the NAAEE conference, there's one session that's being put on by one of the COSIs that looks at ocean literacy, and they are looking at, they have built communications between scientists and the public using software called CLIMB. CLIMB, acronym, all capital letters. So I'll be looking to, it stands for Concept Linked Integrated Media Builder, and scientists use it to build concept maps of their discipline, and then they get shared on this public website.
Right.
So I'll take a look at that and see how it may apply to climate change education.
It's a great site. This is Scott Carley in Seattle. I actually work a lot with COSIs. And, yeah, it's a great site. It's been evolving quite nicely in the last 2 years. But yes, folks should have a look at it.
Great.
Any other announcements?
This is
okay,
Roberta. Sure. I just did a teaching about climate change workshop on Friday with a colleague, and we had 27 teachers come. It was a very big workshop and very interesting feedback. They really loved the resources and used a lot of stuff from the Clean Pathway. But, you know, it just seems like no matter how many times I do these workshops and tweak them, you get people saying, well, we want more data, or we want more rebuttals to deniers, or, you know, things that you just, it seems like there's just no time to do all of what needs to be done. So I feel like I've got a lot more work ahead of me.
Where did you have this workshop?
I had it in Kentucky. It was at the Toyota manufacturing plant there. They have a environmental education center, and teachers came from all over the state and also Indiana to take the workshop.
Mhm. Great. Any other announcements? Okay, well, we'll move on to the NAAW meeting. What I'd like to get addressed first are the more general questions or issues so that we make sure everybody is on the same page. I know we have a lot of sessions that were accepted to this meeting by members of the Climate Literacy Network. And Karen sent out, identified one here that is being led by herself and Susan Burr with Peg Steffen, Frank Niepold, and Trudy Volk, and Harold Hungerford. I know I also, we have a roundtable session for the Climate Literacy Network. We also have a 40-minute presentation about the Clean Pathway and a 40-minute presentation about our climate change education modules for Earth Labs. I also know that there is a session at Margaret Mooney. Margaret, are you on the phone?
Yes. Hi, Tamara. I have a poster session.
So she has a poster session. So I think what we're, I think
and
the
I
best
actually,
part...
I have one too. Kristen Poppleton, the Will Steger Foundation, making climate change relevant at the state level.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So what I think what we'll do is, last year we created a flyer, but this time instead of having everybody email me, I'm going to start a Google spreadsheet in which everybody can just identify their sessions that they've had accepted, and then we'll create that information into a flyer ultimately. That way we'll have everything accumulate in the same place rather than have to make sure I capture all of the ones that we're going to do that we have there. Does that work for everybody?
And you'll just share us all on that?
How will we know where to go?
I'm going to send it. Once I start it, I'll send an email with a link.
Great.
And I'll probably post it on the site also, but I'll certainly send an email out with the link. So I need to start. I'm writing a note to myself. Start. Okay.
And I believe from the emails that of acceptance that all presenters got, that everyone knows that it's important to register for the conference by June 30th to retain your place on the conference program.
Now, does everybody listed have to register, or just the main person?
I'm not sure. I think it's everybody on the proposal, which is why it's also important to go in to the record and clean up the co-presenters. If there are some people that were listed on the proposal as co-presenters that are not going to be able to go, they need to be deleted.
Okay. So that wasn't clear to me. So we need to clean up co-presenters who are not coming.
And other people who have been added since the proposal was submitted need to be added as co-presenters, as we were talking about earlier on the call.
And do you think, and is it true that only the person that submitted it can make those changes?
I believe that's true, but I don't.
Yeah, so this is Kristen, and I'm listed as, you know, I'm listed in there, but I can't change it.
Okay.
So for sure it's just the presenter.
Thank you, Kristen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when we go through this week, day-long workshop, when we get to the discussing those details, we're going to need to really make sure we identify all the people that are actually going to be able to come.
Yes. The other thing that I wanted to say that has to do in part with registration is that exhibitors get, I believe it's 2 free registrations. And as part of the exhibitor fee. So if you're with an organization that has 2 or more people going to the conference, I encourage you to look at the information about becoming an exhibitor, because it may be both an economical way to cover the registration and to get good visibility for your organization and the products that you're creating. So, for instance, Turk might benefit by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know last year the NASA Global Climate Change Education Group became an exhibitor for that very reason. And already NOAA and NASA Global Climate Change Education have become exhibitors, so there will be at least 2 of our group organizations that are in the exhibit hall.
And is the exhibit hall open all the time?
No, it's not all the time. There are fairly complicated rules. If you want me to send that information right now to everybody in the network, that may be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah,
just a minute. Let me get it up in front of me here.
There was also, I already registered, and I noticed if you have a small budget of your organization, there was a special exhibit time that was $50 for people that were interested in exhibiting, but I think it was under $500,000 was your annual budget for your nonprofit or something.
Good, thanks.
So that was kind of nice for us.
Another option. Yep. Five of the 12 hours that the exhibit hall is open are 100% non-conflict. So it's the only thing on the conference schedule for those 5 hours. And then there are another 7 hours that it's open that there are other things on the conference program as well.
Okay.
And the schedule.
So, but if you have an exhibit, you have to have it manned for those 12 hours.
Or some people put a sign up for the 7 hours saying, I've gone to lunch or I've gone to a session, I'll be back at this time.
Okay.
The setup move-in periods are Wednesday from 1 to 7 and Thursday from 7 to noon. So you can either move in Wednesday afternoon, early evening, or Thursday morning. And then the exhibit fair opening is from 3:30 to 8:30 on Thursday. I'm sorry, if the exhibit opens at 3:30 on Thursday, and from 6:30 to 8:30 is a big celebration with food and all sorts of stuff. And then Friday, it's open from 8 a.m. with continental breakfast served in there, and runs until 3 o'clock on Friday. So the exhibit hall itself is open from 3:30 to 8:30 on Thursday and 8 to 3 p.m. on Friday.
Okay. Great.
And I'll send out the details to everybody now. And the other thing I'll send with this is the staff contact information for if people have questions and need help in figuring out what to do and how to do it.
Okay, so Karen, are there any other things that we need to address that are of a general nature before we get to the discussing the day-long workshop?
I think the most important thing is something that you pointed out last year, Tamara, and that is that the audience for this conference is quite different from NSTA. At NSTA, the majority of the participants are classroom teachers. At NAAEE, the majority of the participants are from informal institutions of various kinds, all the way from small nature centers to large agencies like and that have either a facility or a whole set of regional facilities, and organizations like Project Learning Tree and Project Wild that have national networks of educators, and higher ed institutions. So the smallest group at NAAEE is classroom teachers, but the conferees do, as Roberta said earlier, a number of professional development kinds of workshops and support teachers in classrooms all over the country. So
okay. Yes,
just keep that audience in mind as you present things and plan things.
Yeah, I will reaffirm that. It was quite striking to me at how different the audience was from NSTA. Okay, so let's move on now to discussing the day-long workshop itself. And I guess the issue that I came into on at the beginning was that, do we have what the final version of this was?
When was it submitted? Would it have been January 30th? Or?
January 30th or 31st. I think the deadline was February 1st. The one I had was dated the 30th, I believe, or the 31st.
I'll check by the date when I sent it.
I mean, if you can get, Lynn, you're the one who could probably get online and get the text.
Right.
And if you do that, then send it to me. I can post the latest text.
Okay. Would you like me to do that now?
I don't know that it's critical right now, because what we really need to do is decide who this list has. It even has the names of people here, the participants in this list: Roberta Burns, Lynn Cherry, Jen Glasser, Karen Holwig, Louise Huffman, Margaret Mooney, Kristen Poppleton, Elizabeth Sims, Laura Tenenbaum, and Ryan Vachon. That's what's listed in the text. Obviously, that doesn't match what's on the website. That's slightly different from the website.
Yeah, I should probably get on and look at it so we know. What do I do? I just go to nsta.org?
It's NAAE.
Oh, sorry.
.net.
So I guess the one question is, from all the people who are currently listed, are there people who can or cannot participate?
I need to be deleted from the presentation list.
That's Karen, right?
Karen, yeah.
And is Susan, I noticed that you said that Susan Burr would be taking your place. Is that...
Right. I was involved in the planning discussions because Susan was unable to be there, and that's why my name got included. So if Susan's name is listed, then that's covered.
Hi, everybody. This is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm planning to attend, and the only issue for me is that GSA overlaps by one day.
Yes,
so.
But it's the day of this workshop. I have the same issue. This is Tamara.
Yeah.
I have the same issue because I have to go to GSA also.
Yeah, and so I don't know what my schedule needs to be at GSA yet, but you know, I'll figure it out.
Well, would you be planning to go in either case, ultimately?
You mean whether would I be planning to go to NAAEE?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, because then you can the key piece here is that if you're listed, you have to register by June 30th for the session to go. If you're not listed, if you're going anyway, even if you happen, because my issue is the same thing. I'm going to be going anyway. It's just not clear I can be there on Wednesday.
Exactly.
But I've identified Nick Haddad here at Turk, who I work with, was going to come. And so in any piece that I said that we, Turk, and the related projects would participate in this all-day workshop, either myself or Nick would be able to lead that effort.
Okay. And does Nick also have to register? By June
30th? Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. I think I ran into this problem last year, is that, and this is one of the reasons that I didn't put, just so Susan, so you know, that on the clean pathway proposal, I couldn't list, I can't list everybody. I can only list the people that are actually going to register and pay the registration fee. So if you're going to be there, I'll add you to it because we can edit that now.
Okay.
But obviously not everybody is going, so I won't be adding everybody who's on the project.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm planning to be there.
Okay.
And so I'll register.
This is Louise. I got dropped from the call, so I've just jumped back in. I'm not sure if I missed anything. You were talking about GSA overlapping, and that was the last I heard.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, Louise, what we're talking about is by June 30th, those people who are going to be participating need to register. And so we're trying to identify who on this participant list, because we can edit the participant, you know, the presenters for this day-long workshop. We can still, or Lynn Cherry can still edit it, but we need to do that and then have those people registered before June 30th.
Karen, this is Roberta. I know last year it was an issue for me because of our fiscal year ending June 30th and not having any funds until July 1st. And I was able to get an extension, no problem at all. I just contacted the person who was sort of the point person for conference proposals, and she had no trouble waiting until mid-July for me. So, you know, if that is the only sticking point there, I think that there's some wiggle room.
Yes, and in the email that I just sent out is the contact information for the NAAEE staff people that you need to contact for situations like that.
Great.
Okay. So depending on what we decide here, I will ask another one of my group to register also so that we have a plan B.
Okay. Well, the only problem, Susan, I mean, you'll have to pay the registration fee even if they decide not to go in the end.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, and maybe they would want to go anyway. I don't know. I'll have to talk to my group.
Okay. All right, So Roberta, so you're planning, you're at this point, you're planning, I'm just going through this list now in the order that they are here.
Yes, I'll be there.
Okay, so, and Lynn, you'll be there? Lynn Cherry?
Yeah.
Okay. Jen Glasser?
Oh, Jen, I don't know if Jen's coming or not.
Lynn, don't you have a workshop the same afternoon scheduled?
You know, I haven't paid any attention to this, I hope not.
No, you do.
I do?
Yeah, Wednesday, you're listed for Voices, another separate workshop, I thought. I could be wrong, but I noticed that you were double booked.
Oh. So I guess I would have to do it.
I got the impression, Lynn, you were going to try and do your thing in the workshop first and then go and do the other one. But
I think we just need to schedule it such that the person doesn't have to be at the all-day workshop all day if they have another commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What is the date of the workshop again?
October 12th.
The 12th? Okay.
Okay, so Kristen Poppleton, you're planning to come, right?
Yeah, I registered. I got a scholarship, actually. Woohoo!
Nice. Lynn Morris?
Linda Morris, yes.
She's coming?
Yes, I am.
Good, good. Ryan Vachon?
Yeah, I have to call Ryan and find out if he's coming, too. He was. I talked to him about 2 weeks ago. He said he was.
Okay. So then the other people listed here, Louise Huffman, you're coming?
I'm hoping to. I have to get it okayed through the office. So I was, you know, I tried to do that and need to be able to show them that I'm involved in this workshop. So.
Well, Lynn can go in and add your name to in that sense.
That would be very helpful.
Okay, Margaret Mooney?
Hi, Tamara. Yeah, I'm coming.
Okay, Elizabeth Sims.
I don't think she's going to be there, but I'll call her.
So the people that are currently listed on the NAAE website, the only we're taking Karen off, we're putting Susan Burr in her place, mm-hmm. and we don't know about Ryan Vachon. But otherwise, the people, so names that we add to this need to be people that confirm that they're going to come. Mm-hmm. And right now, we want to add Louise.
And Tamara, in the what I thought was the final proposal, Mary Albert was listed as a scientist presenter. I don't think she got listed on the separate presenter list that you're reading from. She was entered into the NAAE profile, so Lynn could put her in. But it may not end up being her that's coming. So I was going to wait until the agenda to see how this all played out, because there seemed to be lots of folks, and I wasn't sure who was doing what, to really finalize the scientist and give you that name. But that would be someone who would need to be added, I suppose, too.
I was going to, I'm looking right, this is Kristen. I'm looking at the page that lists all the workshops right now. And although on the page it has the workshop leaders as that limited shortlist, if you click on more information link, you'll get a PDF. And Louise, your name is in that. So it's the PDF that has, it's basically the one we're looking at. So I don't know if that's helpful to you at this point.
So how were you able to see that? Because
I didn't find it either.
I'll send
yeah,
you the
you
page I'm on. I'll send you
yeah.
the page I'm on.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Yeah, I'll send the page. There
now,
we go.
I assume we're going to go through the agenda at some point and fix anything that needs fixing in there.
Well, I mean, we can start going through the agenda now. I just wanted to get a sense if there was a major change in people participating since the
yeah.
deadline for registering is relatively soon. But we can go through, and I'm going to, I'm not sure, Lynn, you're listed as the coordinator. Do you want to talk through the agenda for the schedule for the workshop?
Sure. I'm just trying to log on to this NAAEE site. So I should probably have that in front of me.
Did everyone get that link I just sent?
Yes.
So if you scroll down the page there, you'll get to the on-site full-day workshops and ours, and then, which is number 9, there's a more information.
Is this Kristen?
Yes, this is, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have, it just showed up.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't gotten it, Kristen. This is Linda Morris.
It maybe refresh if she just got it. It should come
I
through.
Got it.
Okay.
And I believe what you're suggesting, Kristen, is that it'd be faster for Lynn to do this rather than log on and...
Well, I'm just saying at this point in time, I don't know, Louise, although you're not listed there, if you're... A supervisor goes to this and clicks on the more information about the workshop, they'll see that you are listed there. So I don't know if that's helpful.
Yeah, it's helpful. I'm just not getting to the... I'm trying to get to it, but I'm not...
What I'm wondering, Kristen, is whether you're logged on as a member.
Oh, no. I can't change as a member.
But
I can only change my session, even though I'm listed.
Wait a minute. That's not my question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My question is whether you are on the website as a member, so you're seeing that other people can't.
I am, in fact, signed in, but I assume this page.
Because I don't see Louise's name in this.
I don't either. When I open up for more information, it's a PDF it's from Lynn using film to teach climate science. So I'm not seeing what you're seeing.
You're not clicking on the more information under number 9?
Yeah, that's what I've clicked on. But I'm just getting a PDF that just has a description. It doesn't have anybody's name.
Right. At the end of the description is the list of the people leading it. And
I don't see any names on the list either.
I see Lynn's name before clicking on more information.
Well, Lynn's name. I'm saying the description is there.
Oh. Yeah, the description is there for me as well, but I don't see any names.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I don't either.
When you say the description, are you saying a PDF, Kristen?
Yep.
I don't see any names on the PDF.
No,
there's no names on the PDF that I have either.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong one.
Or maybe you're inside the bowels of the website.
I think I'm in the bowels. I apologize for the sidetrack there. I'm trying to be helpful,
but if you're,
I withdraw.
If you're there, can't we get there too? In the bowels?
I can get in, but I'm not giving any of you my password. So.
I'm logged in as me, and I'm not seeing it either. I can't see it, but that's it.
Maybe I clicked on the description I already had, thinking it's the one that opened up. I'm looking now at them. All right.
Okay, so as long as we plan this so that it meets the description that's on the blue page where all the workshop leaders' names are listed...
Okay, I'm still not there. Karen, did you send everybody?
No, just go to the link that Kristen sent.
Okay, I'll go look. I'll go do that. All right.
And then scroll down to number 9. That's the easiest way to get there.
Okay.
And I think we only have about 20, 25 minutes left in this call. I think we should go through the agenda. I mean, the only agenda I have is the one that was in the one that I posted, because this description doesn't have that agenda. And for each session, know whether or not that person can lead that session.
Good idea.
Perfect.
You know, I'm going to hang up and call Ryan and see if he can get on this call, and I'll call in right.
Right. Well, maybe the rest of us should just go through this list then.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to waste
any time.
I'll be
back within 3 minutes, okay?
All right. So we have the first part of the schedule is Basic Climate Science 101, and the first item we have is there administer the climate quotient quiz from NASA's education website, and then I guess that would be by Laura Tenenbaum, and then have Laura do a session. Now, is Laura on the phone? I haven't heard from her yet.
I don't think so.
So we have to confirm that Laura's going to do this. All right, the next one is the Andrel session, and Louise, you're listed here. So assuming that all of this plays out right, will you be able to do that?
I should be able to, as long as I get it okayed, and I just have to go through those hoops. So
we have to get Lynn to add you officially, so you show up on a site that shows that you're a presenter, and then that will, is that what you need?
That's the easiest way to do it, yeah. And then I can, you know, I should be able to find out pretty quickly after I do that, and I can try to send it in without the website. It just was so easy if I could just point them to that link.
Right. Okay.
Back up, was Laura then doing the misconceptions piece?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't clear to me from the way it was listed there. Climate Literacy 101 and then at 9 and then misconceptions 9:15.
The misconceptions piece came up from the original discussion about this, but nope, this was something that everybody just kind of said, oh, that would be a really good thing to do, that we think people would like to have that, but nobody had done that, although I'm not sure who was talking earlier about their workshop and was talking about misconceptions. Maybe they've already done a piece and can put it in there. I don't know.
I'm wondering if Susan Burr might like to do this part.
Mm-hmm. The misconceptions part?
Yeah.
We could do that. I wouldn't. I would draw from more sources than Real Climate. But sure, I do that a lot. And
I'm doing
how does
a session
that,
on that this summer, too, so I'm sure and, there's...
And then is Roberta, you're on the call?
Yes, and that I'm glad that you're talking about this, because when I originally agreed to be part of this, I was thinking of just doing the graphic data activity, and what my description at 1 to 145 is sort of a mishmash of different things. I would feel more comfortable taking out the major misconceptions and the debunking part and moving it up to where I feel like it belongs, which is under that initial misconceptions.
Yeah, we can do that as an activity, and I think that's fine. I think they're going to feel like they don't know enough to do it. But that's okay, because they're not going to know enough after one day anyway. It's just practice.
This is Lynn. I'm back.
So I can do that.
All right. So, Susan, you'll do this misconception piece from 9:15 to 10?
Yeah, only I would do a little bit of editing. We'll introduce some major misconceptions, as opposed to saying it's Union of Concerned Scientists in Real Climate.
Yeah,
also,
just so everybody understands, this schedule was not what was submitted. This was what people thought through and discussed separate from the submission. So we're not tied to anything that's in the schedule.
All right.
And the schedule doesn't exactly go along with the part 1, 2, and 3 as described in the way it was submitted. So we might want to look at that and reschedule.
Okay.
All right, so...
And to be clear, I will be talking about some misconceptions, but it'll be really through the lens of the activity that I'm doing, and it's not going to be the major focus. It's really about interpreting the data.
Okay. Maybe we should talk as time goes on and figure out which misconceptions you're going to introduce.
That'd be
so
great.
Maybe I introduce them earlier, and then with you they find out more about the actual data.
Yeah. Who am I talking to again?
Susan Burr.
Oh, okay. Susan.
Okay, so...
Yeah,
and that actually, with the activity, that, this is Kristen, that Roberta's doing, that would be actually really fun, I think, if she did know the misconceptions, because there's the activity, you can use any number of different graphs and data for, so if they were lined up, that would be a cool, nice, seamless
yeah.
consistency.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would suggest maybe Susan and Kristen and I email each other and talk a little bit more about this on our own time.
Yeah.
So we can get lined up with what we're going to do.
Sounds good.
Okay. And I guess what I would suggest Lynn do is update this schedule with what comes out of this phone call and shares it with everybody so that it can be further updated by individuals from their separate companies.
And can
so
I
does
mention,
everybody want to send me changes to their particular part?
Yeah, that sounds good.
And who are we sending them to?
This is Lynn.
Lynn Terry.
Okay. And can I mention, it sounds like somebody's not on mute because there's a lot of background noise. Oh, it just went away.
A little mouse disappeared.
Okay, so the next session we have from 11 to 11:30 is Lynn's, your session, Introducing Films to Help Introduce Science, Climate Science, and Citizen Science.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be doing that, and is Ryan going to be doing that with you?
We're going to show his adventure, one of his adventure films. Whether or not he comes, that's what we'll be doing. He's been working.
Well, you have to decide before June 30th if he gets listed separately. Is it?
Yeah, I know. That's why I called him, and I couldn't
okay.
get through to him. No, I told him to call me back right away.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that. But
the other part that we discussed here is the films that Susan Burr through ICEE has of the scientists talking about their work directly as part of this. Film.
Yeah, it says that, yeah, series film, 3 minutes, film by middle school students about their NOAA mentors, 3 minutes, and Dr. Ryan's 3 minutes, yeah. So we'll be showing, it's like 4 3-minute films.
So you need to have, my understanding is that Susan Burr was not part of the conversation when, Karen, you were sort of representing Susan
right.
in
right.
forming the schedule.
We talked a couple days ago, or whenever
yeah.
that was, Karen, was that?
Yep.
And that might have been yesterday.
No.
Yeah, Susan, when I was putting this together, I asked you if it was okay.
Yeah, and so what we would have is clips, and Tamara, you know, we should probably talk about if there's clean resources that we want to highlight since we will have gone through the useful bits.
Yes, we should probably have. So let's see if we can do that.
So
okay.
do you want me to make a more detailed schedule with from 11 to 11:30 exactly what we're doing.
Well, I think at this point we want to leave it a little bit flexible. I mean, this actual schedule is not going to be posted anywhere at this point, so I guess it doesn't hurt to make an actual schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go ahead and update it? Add potentially to have resources from the Clean Collection featured during this time, also.
Because it's not really a whole lot of time for each of these films as it is right now.
Yeah,
is
no,
there
that's
any,
true.
And don't we have that whole share-a-thon
yeah,
for the clean materials?
Mm-hmm, there's a 45-minute section in the afternoon for clean, too.
Think that we better just keep the films, because otherwise it's going to get shortchanged. And we've already cut so much of that out of the proposal.
All right. Well, we do have a session here for clean later on.
Yeah, we've got the series, we've got Ryan's, we've got the one of the Young Voices films. So I think if we're going to be doing any talking at all, that's pretty packed for a half hour.
Okay, mm-hmm. So then after, so we'll just, so Lynn, make, why don't you make a detailed list of the ones that you know are going to be included here,
okay?
And then we go to have lunch, and then part two.
Tamara, just a point that I was reminded of here. The referring to additional sessions that will occur during the conference that expand on any of this
mm-hmm.
needs to be paid attention throughout the workshop. Because
that's a very good point.
Because I know Lynn's doing a full-blown session on student filmmaking.
Yes.
Okay, so what we can do is as each person updates their content, they should add the reference to any other sessions they know of from the Climate Literacy Network that expand on that topic.
Yeah.
So, Lynn, that's where in yours you could refer to the Clean Collection, you could refer to any other, to your movie session that's mm-hmm. later.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. And then it will drive. This will drive people to it. So that's good.
Right. Yep.
And Susan, you have an accepted session also on misconceptions or teaching controversial topics.
Yeah, with Karen.
Right.
So Tamara, Louise had suggested we take a look at the overviews that are already being advertised on the website and the paragraphs, just to double check the sessions that we're chatting about actually link with those. This is the place where My Scientist was put in, which doesn't appear on your current agenda that you're looking at. So the last line of the part one paragraph says, participants will be able to interact with an eminent ice core scientist in person and see others in action in film. So somewhere Lynn had injected like a 20-minute actual science presentation about how we know what we know to before Louise went into her, how it fits into the curriculum. But am I remembering that right, Louise?
This is Martha. Another thing, Lynn, I think it would be nice if you had some of those things just kind of running, too, just ongoing for people that were stopped and, you know, we're roaming around or at breaks. Could you have like a little corner?
Yeah,
where
I know, but right now we're talking about the workshop itself. And
yeah, I want to know, are you talking about the scientists speaking in the 10 to 11 time block?
No, what that is, that Young Voices on Climate Change film that's...
No, I'm not talking about the films. I'm talking about
no.
the real scientist.
No, and the answer is no, but the film about Anya is about a scientist. That's the
correct. Somebody else on the call was talking.
No, it's me. Yeah, it's Linda Morris. And the difficulty I'm having is that this agenda doesn't match my recollection of the last one that was put in which there was a scientist speaking, Mary Albert.
Right.
Because we had promised in the overview, you know, how do scientists know what they know? What are the misconceptions? And then the materials to address it. There was no scientist in the workshop. So Mary Albert got injected into the morning section. Now, where exactly and for how long, I don't know, because it's not on this agenda.
Okay, so okay. Louise, the question is from 10 to 11.
No.
Tell us a little bit about that hour time block and what's going on then. Are you on, Louise?
She may have gotten dropped again, maybe.
No. Okay.
Right, the PDF that I downloaded from the website does not, at least as far as I can tell.
And under part one, it does.
Part one of the workshop teaches how to address common climate change misconceptions, helps educators overcome resistance to teaching about climate change, and explore the false logic and psychology of climate denial. Educators will learn how climate scientists do their work. Is that what you're talking about, that sentence?
And the last in that paragraph. I'm reading two more sentences.
They will gain a broad understanding of cutting-edge scientific research and practice interpreting data. Participants will be able to interact with an eminent ice core scientist in person and see others in action in film. So,
it's between the Andril ice core work and the film part that there's mention of this ice core scientist who.
Okay, just to clarify, Louise doesn't do ice cores. She's representing more the sediment core paleoclimatology. So the ice core reference was for the U.S. ice drilling program.
Right.
Okay.
Yes,
so the cutting edge scientific research is the sediment cores.
And so Mary Albert is the one that we were alluding to.
So we go from sediment cores to ice cores.
No, we go from ice to sediment. Oh,
the sediment is before, from 10 to 11.
Right, and then when do you think Mary is talking?
After that.
It's actually not clear from the schedule when she's... We have to figure this
right,
out.
Right, we have to cut time out of something else.
Right.
Do we need 45 minutes for misconception, Susan? Is that a typical...
For the activity, it's pretty good. I mean, you could do less of it.
How much time are we looking for Mary Albert?
20 minutes.
Because I can spare some time. Maybe we can trim it from a couple different places.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since it has bearing on the 10 to 11 o'clock slot, that's why I was asking for Louise about there.
All I can do is work with my memory, which was that we were going to talk about the misconceptions, get the preconceptions of the workshop attendees, and then present some science and how scientists are researching it from the ICE perspective. And then Louise was going to build on that and transfer it to the classroom in the context of sediments.
I think she should be our lunch speaker.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we missed
all
you.
All right. Oh, my gosh. I can't unmute for some reason, so I was on mute. I could hear everything you were saying, but it wasn't. I'm on a different phone.
Okay, Louise, we're ready for 2 minutes from you about what you have in mind from Kendra.
Hold on 1 second. How about having Mary speak at lunch, like during our lunch speaker, 11:30 to 12:30, in that
slot?
Yeah,
I like that. To answer your question about what I was hoping to do was a hands-on workshop where they would actually get materials for teaching climate science and talk about the different essential principles that we've pulled together into a framework of using the climate change framework and earth science and atmosphere and oceans for teaching climate change. So it helps teachers and educators know where it would fit, for example, into curriculum or how it would match with their programs, and then do some of the hands-on activities. That's why an hour was there. And like Linda said, we come from a sedimentary core background rather than ice cores. So Mary is a wonderful speaker, and Linda and I've worked together a couple of times trying to make that distinction between ice cores and rock cores, because they're both really important understanding climate change and for people to understand the difference between those sciences. So I think we had an agenda where Mary was talking and then we did some of the where we brought the science and then we did the activity to transfer science. So I don't know where that schedule went. I thought we had one that included her.
So you're looking for the sequence of Mary going first and then the Andril block
if
Louise in charge.
If she does, we need to just if we could do it seamlessly and say, you know, the ice core science helps us understand by direct measurements what's happened to the atmosphere, and then through rock cores, we can go back into paleoclimate records. So we can make that transition, I think, from ice cores to rock cores and distinguish between the two. And I think that works pretty well.
Well, the other thing that we don't have in here is any kind of a mid-morning break. In just as an additional strategic kinds of logistics thing, Usually for lunch, you need to go to another room where lunch is being served for all the people who are doing workshops of various kinds. So it's not as though lunch will be in the room where you're having the workshop.
And your people probably step out to do their email, et cetera, as well, I would think, during the break.
Well, I don't think we need to plan for that. I think if they decide to opt out of the workshop, that's their business, and I don't think we plan for a workshop with that has email time.
No, no, I mean, but is the intention that for the hour of lunch, the audience is engaged with us?
No, I'm saying the hour of lunch is the time when lunch is being served in a different room down the hall.
Right.
For all workshop participants, meaning for the 10 different workshops that are going on concurrently, all those hundreds of people go to the same room to get lunch.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Would it be possible to bring the lunch back to the room? Like, take your plate back to the room? And then have Mary speak at this, like from 12:30 to 1?
Well,
I
think the argument of the sequence of the conceptual building sequence is a strong argument for the logistics. And I think you could cut a little bit of time off the lunch hour and dismiss for lunch, say, at 11:40 instead of 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
And find little bits and pieces of time, as someone else suggested. But for the flow of the workshop, it might be good to go beyond the lunch hour and look at the rest of it before we run out of time.
Yeah, we do have a hard deadline here for this particular call in about
2 minutes.
5 minutes. So it's clear we're going to have another conversation here. But do we want the I-SCORE sign? Let's not talk about the time so much, but let's get the sequence. We go from misconceptions to I-SCORE scientists to Louise's presentation and then to the film. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right.
Okay. And then now let's not worry about the time right now, because we have on this call, we don't have much time left. After lunch, we have Roberta's piece on the activity dealing with interpreting data.
Right.
Okay, so that's for 45 minutes. And then we have 45 minutes for basically the clean collection. Right now it has, the description has Roberta and Karen. And Karen, you were supposed to be taken off of this.
Correct.
And I actually don't think I'm supposed to be in there either. I don't know
right.
how many.
So I'm going to put me down here because this is where it makes sense for me to be.
Great.
Good idea.
And what I will do is Nick Haddad will be coming because he's going to do another presentation. We're going to put him down here also because if I have to be at the GSA meeting and can't be there, I'll have him do this piece.
Great.
Tamma, do you want me to be on it?
Oh, yeah, we can add you. I forgot. Yes. We'll put Susan here. That'd be great. Actually, it would be better for Susan to do that. So, Susan, you and I can do this one.
Yeah, the only issue, I think it's still smart to have Nick on in case we're both delayed at GSA.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's true. All right, we'll put all three of us. Because Nick is coming anyway.
Right.
I mean, all of us are coming anyway. It's just a matter of timing.
So I'll be your plan B and Nick can be our plan C.
Okay. All right, and then the next one we have is the Climate Change Solutions and Civic Engagement. That's Kristen?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be able to do that?
Yes.
Okay. And then the last one is the Share-a-thon, and that is really kind of open. We need to identify a list of who might want to have tables there, but that's kind of open. We just need a coordinator of that, right?
Is this an area where some of the names like Jen Glazer and Elizabeth Sims and so forth, or Jane Heinz Rye, were intending to be in there, or are they?
Well, right now in the list that I have, there's no names associated with this. They certainly can be, but it would be best if people, I guess, you know, people would like to be listed and can commit by June 30th to do it, that's fine. We can add them on. I just don't want to add a whole bunch of people we would like to have who would need to register by June 30th if they can't commit. But certainly the various people that are already listed, we can confirm or confirm whether or not they're going to be able to participate.
Mm-hmm. Now, just is there a problem with adding, even if it goes forward past June 30th, is there a problem with someone helping with the session that's not on the list?
I think what's important is to keep in mind that there are a limited number of people and a limited number of options that are feasible in a given room in 1 hour. I mean, to create a circus that has 50 presenters for 25 workshop participants sounds to me more like chaos than something constructive.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a nice thing to do would be to break out these three or four themes that are in the session and have three or four activities that the teachers can choose to go learn more deeply or work more deeply with or something like that. Or maybe two. They have 2 half-hour segments. And those can come out of Clean or any of us who have other resources too. We could talk more deeply on what that is. But
right. And be able to browse those resources, as you say, more in depth.
Right.
Yeah. And then
I like that idea.
That whole list that's below that, museums, websites, NOAA, all that, those were all put in, those were all suggestions made by specific people.
I recognize mine on there. So.
Yeah, so I think if you recognize which of those that you suggested and you want to go with it, please send me your name next to it, okay? And then I'll just arrange them. Oh, and then the ones that don't have a taker, I'll just take out.
Great, so then we'll have a name associated with each one that's going to really be.
Right.
Right.
So who?
Lynn Cherry.
Lynn. Okay, yeah.
All right. So just to recap here, I will, for this particular session, people will rewrite the descriptions of the ones that their name is on with the names of the people who will register to participate in that session and the description, and send them to Lynn Cherry for her to revise this schedule. Does that sound right?
Yes.
And then, Lynn, you can share it with everybody, so the revised schedule with everybody, so that everybody's on the same page with this.
Right.
Okay.
And, Susan, what is your last name again?
Burr, B-U-H-R.
Okay.
All right, and then we're obviously going to have another call, which we can schedule once we've settled on a final agenda. And if, Lynn, you can find what was actually, you can start to update the presenters on the website, especially with those we know will not be there, so that this issue with registering doesn't become a problem.
Right. I'll get in touch with everybody we've listed and today and find out whether they're going to come or not.
Right.
Okay.
And Lynn, if you have problems getting to the information on the website, if you got the email from me at 11:29 this morning,
I did.
Gives you phone numbers there of how to get a hold of Elise.
Okay, thanks.
All right, well, thanks, everybody. This was a good start on getting this organized.
Yeah, you're a good organizer, Tamara. Thanks.
Okay, we'll talk again soon. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Tamara?
Yeah?
It's Martha. Hi.
Yes?
I was going to offer that we can do run some press around this if you want, through CSR Wire.
Okay.
So once you get some, I think right before the event when everything's all ready to go, maybe the day before, I would like to just run a little story about it.
Okay, that would be great.
Wonderful.
Okay. So include me on the list, and then I'm going to try to go to the conference.
Okay.
It would be, Martha, it'd be great if you could send something before people had to register, like so people could.
Okay.
It might even encourage people to come. to the conference.
You know what? As soon as you get the final version of this, just send it to me, and I'll just take it right off of that.
Okay, that's great.
Very good.
Right.
And Tamara, wasn't there another meeting at 1:30 today or 1:15 today?
It's actually, well, it's 2:15 Eastern time. I'm not sure where you physically are.
Oh, I'm back east.
That's for AGU.
And is there a number to call in for that?
The same number as this.
Okay, great. All right.
But I need to hang up so I can run to the restroom and come back for that call.
Okay, me too. All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, Lynn.
Yeah?
Lynn?
Yeah.
Martha, hi. Hey, so I should call you directly, but I just wanted to make sure. Do you want to talk on the phone for just a sec?
I have to be on this call, the same one that Tamara is on.
I want to get on that.
Can we talk
I want to get on that, too.
That's for this. It's for the AGU conference,
yeah.
the one that, okay. And so, but how about after that? I'd love to catch up with you.
What did she say, 2:15?
Yeah, 2:15.
I'm just going to listen in. I have some great news. I'm sending my daughter to boarding school, so I'm suddenly free.
Oh.
But now I can go to these things and everything. I'm really happy.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You'll have to come visit me here at the farm. It's so nice here.
I know. I'll be a lot of things. And going to Rio. I'm going to go to Durban to the climate summit.
Wow.
So.
I'm just going to stay here.
John Powers called me and asked me if I was going to Arade.
Oh, did he? Well, good.
I don't think I'm going to go, though.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm not trying not to fly everywhere.
Okay. All right, talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.